next question from Al Petrovsky with a private investor.
How you doing, Al?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. How you doing?
Good.
I was looking at a press release from a year ago about naming Wolf Bauer as vice president of engineering and Scott Lemon as chief technologist. Now, I understand those are both, they're both gone now, is that right?
That's correct.
And I don't really remember announcements of new hires. Who do you have running engineering and technology now?
We have back in New Jersey in our old AT&T offices across the street from Lucent. So back in Murray Hill, New Jersey, where we have the core of our engineering staff, Sandy Gupta, who is running the group there. Sandy is extremely qualified, great technologist, and at the same time being a great technologist, he's a very good leader, very dynamic. And under his leadership, we have been able to move Legend from where it was a year ago through the process and get it to beta and now soon ready to release. So we're very happy with the leadership that Sandy has been stepping up and providing for us there.
Okay. So what title does he have now?
He's Vice President of Engineering.
Okay. And then CTO is not a title you're using anymore then?
Sandy's really providing the leadership there. It's interesting because with Wolf, you had more of a pure manager. With Lemon, you had more of a technologist. I would describe Sandy as a little bit of a blend between the two. Sandy comes to our executive staff meetings, our planning meetings, and provides great input and insight into where we're trying to go. And underneath him, there are a handful of individuals that are very bright that provide technology leadership. I won't go through the detailed list of those names, but as it relates to kernel level engineering, we believe we do have some of the brightest people in the world on our staff.
Okay. And on the SCO IP website, you said you are going to be keeping that up to date as we go forward here?
Yes, absolutely.
That's great. I noticed that the Dynamo Chrysler and AutoZone cases seem to stop back in November. Is that something you'll be catching up on?
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of new information in those particular cases, particularly with the Daimler case, but I've seen some of the things out there. You're pretty good about tracking some of these things down, so maybe you could help Blake out a bit.
Sure.
The AutoZone case, I would point out, is going to be interesting here, coming up here. Again, part of the reason that we don't see a lot going on there, as you recall, we had a requirement to be back in front of the judge. And based on the early discovery we got both sides agreed to go through another round, and then that will be coming to closure here in the next several weeks. And we encourage you all to look towards the result of that get together out in Nevada. That'll be coming up sometime after May 9th.
And on Daimler Chrysler, so I mean, is your thinking now that you're going to leave that for until after something else happens in IBM,
The Daimler case, the attorneys are basically reviewing our options there. There were some quirky things with the appeal process and how all that works under Michigan state law, based on the substantive nature of claims versus the timeliness claim, and it's still a little bit up in the air. The legal team is reviewing our options, and that's basically where that one is.
Okay, and just one last thing on this April 21 hearing.
Yes.
You said you wanted to, delay that until later on the amending your complaint issue.
Right.
But the April 21st is also going to be the hearing on deposing Sam Palmisano. Are you still hoping for that to go forward, or what?
Right. I believe the plan still is for that to happen on the 21st. If the court decides they want to, since we're all getting together the following week, for the motion to unseal, if he wanted to move it then or move it to another day, our legal team is okay with that, but we don't have an actual ruling yet as to what happens there. In any event, we're still waiting for the court to rule on the issue on the 21st. Again, the main driver for us on the 21st.